To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Now, is that a great promise? Now then, to him that overcomes. Now, not to the wimp. Not to the one that when the tribulation comes, you turn your back and say, I ain't going to church. On Saturday, I want to go to Lake, you know, or that's my day, you know. Who would want to go to a stupid healing school and take up my time? Healing's not important unless you're sick. Right. And healing's very important. I had a PhD from the seminary give me a 1-2 one time. He said, Scrivener, you're too involved in healing, and healing's not important. Salvation is much more important than what you're doing. I said, sir, I know salvation is the most important thing there is. But I said, right now, you appear to be totally well. So healing is not important to you. But I said, for those sick people I deal with, healing is very important to a sick person. When you're down with cancer or you're dying with cancer and the doctor says you have 1 year left to live, like this gentleman that gave the testimony a while ago, now I'm down to 3 months and I have all these children, grandchildren, and all these things, and the doctors say, I'm fixing to die. That's just like another young man. I think about a young man that he got to feeling real bad. He went to a doctor down here in Dallas. And the doctor told him when he went to the doctor, he said, you only have 3 months to live. What you have is a very rapid growing disease, and you got 3 months to live, and it's over. So he said, I was from Tennessee. So he said, I went back to my old hometown, Tennessee, walked into the undertaker's place there, and I told him, I got to have a lot. They tell me I'm fixing to die. I need to prepare my funeral. I want to tell you what all I want said. He's only 40. He's getting ready for everything. And he said, the undertaker handed me a CD. He said, would you like to listen to this before you die? He said, what's it about? He said, it's a guy by the name of Thurman Scrivener. You might listen to him and see what you think. So he said, I went and put it in my car and listened to that thing, like this other man, several times. And he said, hey, I'm coming to Dallas to one of his healing schools. So he came back to Dallas, found out what his sin was. He repented of his sin. I prayed the prayer of faith for him. And that's been 2 or 3 or 4 years ago. And last time I saw him, he is blowing and going. There ain't a single thing wrong with him. But yet, if he hadn't met the healer, that guy would have died, wouldn't he, Jim? He got it. You know, so I'm just saying that through the tribulation that's there, I mean, we're here to fight a battle, to learn how to be an overcomer. I mean, some of us don't even know this. We have no idea of the tribulation that's going to be thrown in your pathway. And there ain't nobody going to be exempt from this tribulation. You're not going to get out of it. You know, if I were to ask you, some people write me letters and send me things and tell me about their life. And some of them is really awful. And some of them not quite so bad. But all of them are filled with tribulation. All of them. I don't care who you are. Lost or saved, you got tribulations. You're going to be there. You're going to have these things. But he says, to him that overcomes, ooh, there's a great reward for those that overcome, isn't there, Miss Dale? There's a great reward for those that overcome. But I'm going to be an overcomer. Are you going to be an overcomer? I guarantee I'm going to. Now then, let's turn to Matthew 11:12. And I want to show you when all this started and the new process of how this works. Matthew 11:12. From the time John the Baptist began preaching and baptizing until now. That's until right now today. The kingdom of heaven. When John the Baptist came on the scene, the kingdom of heaven came down to earth, and it's in us, the believers. This is where the kingdom of heaven is. It's in you and me. Jesus is in you and I. And from the time of John the Baptist, from the time he began preaching and baptizing until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and violent people attacked it. That's the NLT. Now, the King James, let's go to the King James and look at it in both types of translations. The King James says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence. I mean, have you ever suffered any violence in your life? If you have never had anything bad happen to you in your life, I'd like to talk with you. I've never met anybody that hasn't suffered violence. I mean, you take a woman that when she gets married and has her first child, usually she knows what it is to suffer pain. I mean, most women never learn how to take their what's rightfully theirs in the kingdom by force. I mean, I think about even when my daughter, when she had her first and only baby before she got killed in that car wreck, I had taught her how to stand by faith. And when my daughter had her baby, she never screamed one time. I mean, she had a little pain, a little discomfort, but she never screamed. The little girl next door had not been taught. Her daddy had no clue. I don't even know if she had a daddy. All I know is she was in the next room beside my daughter, and you could hear her through four closed doors down the hallway as she's screaming, trying to bring that little guy into the world. She is bringing. She was suffering tremendous pain. Well, that's a lot of women. You know, they do that. But, you know, God put that curse on you girls because y'all messed up in the garden, you know, and it's never changed. And so every woman has to do it. Of course, Adam, he was cursed too. All of us are cursed. Everyone. It makes no matter who you are, you're under a curse. And, you know, until you realize that you can break the curse and you don't have to be there. But it says here, the violent take it by force. In other words, we have to become, through all these tribulations and all this sickness and disease and everything that comes upon us, we have to take it by force away from the enemy. Now, how do you take it? Well, first of all, the first thing Jesus said when he came to this earth, he sent this John the Baptist, and what was John the Baptist's only message he preached? Repent. That's exactly right. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Don't you know people got tired of hearing that? John, what kind of message you got today? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You bunch of worthless sinners, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Is that his message? That's what he preached. That's what he preached. What am I supposed to repent of? Anything that doesn't please God. And do you know, when we live in the flesh like us, we all do, everything we do does not please God. When we're in the flesh, nothing pleases God. And so that's why we bring such tremendous tribulation upon us, sickness and disease and pain and all these things. But the Lord says if we repent from our sins and get rid of our sins, then we can pray and we can believe God will do these things. But whenever, I'll use this precious little daughter up here at the front that had a perfect example last month. Whenever she prays and it goes away, in a few days when it starts to come back, you have to hold on to it, don't you, honey? You got to stand on the Word. Now, I ain't going back to that medicine. It's written in God's Word. And if you got a great man of faith with you, a husband that's walking in obedience, the two of you can really get something done with two of you. You know that? So you don't have to be sick no more. You don't never have to have that no more. In fact, I'd like to hope that you ain't going to never have it no more, right? Because you're going to stand on His Word. You're not going to sin anymore. You're going to walk holy. You're going to walk in faith, right? And as you do, you won't ever have to have that again. I mean, I think about the problem she had. I think about a man that came to me, a contractor. And this contractor came in. And, of course, you know, his wife was a Christian. She went to church. She loved God. But her husband, you know, honey, would you go to church with me? I don't need to go to church, you know. I mean, all them preachers down there, they just want your money. You know, I ain't going to that church. You know, that's what he thought. So when I met him, I talked to him one day, and his name was Larry, and I said, are you a Christian? Well, no. He said, my wife is. She goes to church, but I don't go. I said, what a shame. What do you mean, what a shame? I said, you know that you've missed all the power of God? I mean, you've missed everything that's available. Plus, when you die, you get to go to hell. He said, I mean, I don't believe in hell. I said, don't matter whether you believe in it or not. There is a hell, and you go in. You know, I said, that's the way life is. I said, but you know, really, you've really been cheated out of all the wonderful things Jesus promised to every believer on this earth. He said, like what? I said, everything's ours. Everything. I said, I can pray in faith for anything. God will give it to me. He said, Thurman, you don't mean, I don't believe that. I said, well, that's why it don't work for you. You don't believe it. I said, I do believe it. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, when people get sick, I pray for them all the time, and I see them get set free. Well, I mean, you know, he'd go to lunch with me and give me a price to do some paint work. He was a painting contractor. But when we had lunch, you know, he was always very uneasy because I always preached to him all during lunch, you know. You get a captive audience, you know. Praise God. So, but see, that's what God called you and me to do. I mean, you wait to preach to people who come to church, you're going to miss most of them because they ain't coming to church. But you and me go out in the world. That's when we preach to the world. That's what God sent us to do. But anyway, I told him about the healing power of Jesus and all these things. Nah, I don't believe that stuff, Thurman. But one day I called him. I said, you know, I'll be looking for you to be here at 7 o'clock in the morning to do that paint job. Oh, he said, Thurman, I'm glad you called tonight. He said, but I can't be there. He said, I've twisted my right knee tonight, and that thing swelled up twice its size. My wife had to take a pair of scissors and rip my britches leg. He said, my knee is killing me. I said, could I pray for you? He says, I was hoping you would ask. Now, see, God's fixing to get his attention. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said anything I ask you. Now, I know he don't have no faith, so I can't use the two of us agree. I know he ain't going to believe. He's trying, but he can't believe because he ain't got no word in him, see. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, you said in John 14:13, anything I ask you in Jesus' name, you'll do for me. I said, Father, this man, he's an unbeliever. He don't know who you are. So I'm standing in a gap for him, Lord. And I'm asking you to be merciful to him, forgive his sins, and I'm asking you to heal this brother in Jesus' name. I said, thank you. I said, Larry, call me. I said, I'll see you in the morning, 7 o'clock. And I hung up the phone. The next morning, 7 o'clock, Larry walked in. He walked up to my office door, looked in. And I said, come on in. So he opened the door and went in and he did this. He walked in a little further and he shook. He said, I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. I said, what happened? He said, last night, I was sitting there with my knee twice its size. And you prayed that prayer for me. And the minute you hung that phone up, I began to feel a tingling in my knee. And I sit right there, and in the next couple of minutes, watch my knee go from twice its size to normal without a single pain. He said, I ain't never seen nothing like this. I said, see, that's what I told you was available if you make Jesus Lord of your life. I said, he'll do anything for us.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.